traveling ain't always as easy as one might think it is. A story comes to mind. I was laid up in the Mock's kitchen waiting, and I was hungry, but I had a job to do. And so I waited, and just like clockwork, the Mock showed up as I had studied his movements, and I was not surprised. To make a long story short, when I went to apply pressure on the trigger of my instrument, the weapon malfunctioned, and I had to resort to Plan Bravo, the use of my deadly hands. And so there we were on his semi-clean tile kitchen floor, my hands wrapped around his throat, squeezing the very life out of him. And I can remember it as clear as yesterday. I had my hands around his throat, and I was choking and squeezing, forcing all of the subdermal pressure here that I could muster to force the life out of this guy. And when he finally began to give up the ghost, I felt his bowels release. This was a good sign, as I knew the end was near, but I was still hungry. And as his eyes rolled back into his head like the size of white silver dollars, I began to think, Taco Bell or Wendy's? I chose Wendy's.